Hello, Divine Ones. Welcome to the Sunshine Experience. I am creative expressionist Sunshine LaVere, your intimacy facilitator for this hour, and I am here to help you become more intimate with yourself, your world, and the lover you most desire. Per always, today's experience will be full of all things true, delightful, loving, freeing, and expressive. So relax with yourself or your divine lover. Sip on some hot tea or mellow out with a glass of Get Right. And snuggle up to your ears that your heart may fully embrace the Sunshine Experience. And hello there. Good evening. Good night to you guys. I am super excited about being here with you all tonight. Now, I tell you, I missed you guys last week. Hello, McWater763. How are you? Thank you for the wave and the hello tonight. I appreciate you being here with me on IG, okay? So, I missed you guys last week. As you know, there was a hurricane down south, and it did affect my internet to the point where I could not do the show. And so tonight I was determined, and I am here with you again tonight. So we prayerfully will not have any interruptions tonight. You know what? It's so befitting that last week happened and tonight has happened like it has, because I was battling a migraine right up until it was time for me to go live, but I was intent and intentional about being on the Sunshine Experience tonight to be here with you all. And so right before I went to go live, I feel no headache pain. And that is a blessing, because I know that when things tend to go wrong, I am going to have a great show. It always happens that way. And so tonight, we are discussing soul ties, the truth and the lies. Yes, there may be some things about soul ties that you have heard that are not true on Facebook and YouTube and on IG. And those of you who are listening on the main hosting site, Blog Talk Radio, if you're listening live via your computer or you're listening by phone at the phone number 515-605-9746. I am happy to have you here as we discuss soul ties, the truth and the lies. Now, some of you may not have heard of soul ties. Some of you may have heard of them, and you may have had a few, you know, different definitions about it, things that people have, you know, kind of taught you. I really don't want to say that word, because, you know, it's really up to us to absorb information and gain information and, you know, let people present things. And it's up to us to sift through that, you know, and to decide what we believe for ourselves. So I'm sure that you guys, many of you have heard something about it, especially if you have been, you know, in church in some capacity, or you watch sermons of some sort, you know, or if you, you know, kind of delve into spirituality of any kind, you have most likely heard of soul ties. So tonight we will be discussing the truth and the lies. But first, I want to know what you're sipping on. I want to know what you've been up to this week. I do want to let you know that I already have some people here engaging with me on IG. I see you. I appreciate you guys. The comments are open on Facebook and for you there on YouTube as well. And the chat room is open on Blog Talk. So if you guys want to connect with me, if you want to have a little bit of a conversation, If you want to let me know what you are sipping on, I would certainly appreciate it. So I will know that I'm not sipping alone tonight. actually, I do have water. I've been trying to get a little bit more water in today, especially dealing with the headache. You know, that's one of the things they tell you, you know, to try and help it. So I have gotten a little bit more water in. But another thing that I have tonight that I probably shouldn't, I don't really know. I've never looked up how, you know, wine affects migraines. Hello, but we're going to sip on a little bit because I have been looking forward to tonight's show. And sometimes I have a better experience when I sip on a little something with a little bit of spirit in it. Okay. Yeah. So I just poured me a little bit. Well, depending on the size of the glass, it may not be a little bit. But yeah, I poured me some of that. So how has your week been? My week has been pretty, yeah. So about that, we're not going to complain. We are going to not worry. We are going to be happy. But I am, again, excited about tonight. So now that I see that we have several people who have joined, I'll reiterate to those of you who are just joining that we are talking about the truth and lies of soul ties. And, you know, I will go so far as to say that every individual on the planet has a soul tie, at least one. Now, when we typically hear of soul ties, they come only in the event, or we hear only about them in the event of sexual contact. Let me get a sip of water while you sip on that thought for a minute. Let it marinate. Right? So we typically hear about it in the context of sex. And I really need you to be willing to unlearn a lot of the things that you have learned when it comes to soul ties tonight. I may shake up your world a little bit. I hope that you are ready for some of the things that you hear. I believe that if you are here and you're listening, then that means you have been appointed for such a time as this to hear this information. Now, obviously, as I told you before, here on the Sunshine Experience, my job is not to persuade you. It's simply to present you with things to help you think so that you can become more intimate with yourself, your world, and the lover you most desire. I want all of us to have a wonderful life experience. I want us to be willing to change our thoughts and our thinking and to be fluid and to flow with life. Because in case you have not noticed, nothing about creation and life itself is stagnant. It is always moving. It is always flowing. It is always growing. It is always connecting. You have seasons that run into seasons and into seasons and into seasons. You have springs that flow into creeks, that flow into rivers, that flow into lakes, that flow into seas, you know. So you have clouds that, you know, dump rain that becomes water on the earth that evaporates and becomes clouds again. You have people being born and they go through stages in life and they go through death. So everything about life and creation is fluid. And this is why I present thoughts to you so that you would be willing to think and to apply the things that are presented to you, not just from me, but in life and in the world in general, from people, places, things, any avenue of information that you receive, and that you do not take those things blindly, that you take information and you put it in formation so that you can formulate your life the best way that it's meant for you to live it. Okay, so that's what information is. Information is things that are presented to you to put your life, your perspective in formation, right? And so as I present what I'm going to present tonight, I want you to be fluid in your thoughts. I want you to be willing to unlearn some things you may have learned that may not serve you the best way, and that you will be willing to accept some things that will serve you better as you go along. Okay, so I am just beside myself with just the flow of things, how things have really, really been going tonight. I kind of, you know, want and wish and desire for a hush and a quietness to come over every ear, mind, heart, soul, and atmosphere where that soul is listening tonight. I invite a hush, and I invite a peace, and I invite an open heart and mind. I invite a settled spirit. I invite clear and regulated breathing. And I invite connection. Let's talk. Soul ties. We've always heard of them in connection with sex mostly. And most of us have been told that when we experience sex or sexual contact with a person, that all of their residuals, you know, the sex that they've had with people before you and the sex that those people have had with those people and all those things before them, those things now become a part of you. And so now you're stuck with some people call all these spirits in you. And you now have to deal with every single thing that that person you slept with and the person that they slept with and the person that they slept, you now have to deal with all these spiritual traits or, you know, bad this or bad that, that that person has imparted to you through the sexual contact. Now, I will not say that that is not true. What I will say is that it's much deeper than that. And a lot of things that we see as negative aren't always that way. Now, if you are a person who has had many and multiple sexual partners, then you may find this the thing that I had just said and what you have been taught very, very disturbing. And it can be, depending on the type of people that you have had sexual contact with, especially if it was something that was non-consensual and involuntary. However, I need us to back up. I need us to back up even to the point of conception. And realize that soul ties take place at the point of conception. Yes, because obviously your soul is tied to those who procreated you, your parents, or, you know, however you were procreated, whether it was through artificial insemination or whatever. But soul ties begin at conception. There is no way to get around being tied to the soul and souls that created you. And there is no way to get around being tied to those people who nurtured you through birth and after birth. I want you to consider this. You've seen a lot of people who practice ancient Eastern religions, and you will see them bow to each other rather than shake hands. Shaking hands is more of a westernized concept. You don't really see it a lot in Easternized Eastern cultures. Now, one of the reasons that they bow to each other rather than shake hands is because touch for them is more sacred than it is to us. Touch for them is one of those things where they understand that traces are left through touch in a greater way than they are left in other areas of human connection. And it's not just human connection. You'll notice that a lot of them eat with their fingers. They want to touch their food because they want to experience the life of the food that is going inside them that helps provide life for them, right? It's not that they don't have eating utensils or they don't want them or require them. It's more a spiritual thing. It's everything is on a deeper level in spiritual thought, okay? So when we're considering the fact that every human connection is something that leaves a trace on us, then we will be more mindful of how we connect with people and how it can impact our lives going forward. Now, the longer the connection, the more tangible the connection, the more emotional connection, the deeper it will go into your soul. Now, a lot of people believe that the soul is separate from the body, and that the body is simply here as a, you know, like a tool or something for the soul to inhabit. I personally believe that every part of who we are is a manifestation of our soul, including our body. Because when the breath leaves the body, or when some people say the soul leaves the body, sure, the body goes back to dust, but the soul itself does not have any kind of tangible connection to earth. So we need all parts of us, our mind, our bodies, our spirits, our souls, or, you know, more like a personality, the personage that you are inside this body. We need all those parts of us to say that we are human. The spiritual part of us, you know, is the part that conceives. As we become who we're supposed to be inside this body, that spirit becomes connected to a soul. And our processes of who we are born into a body. And it is impertinent for us to understand that, in my opinion, since this is the case, in your opinion, if this is the case, then we are more careful about how we care for, connect to, and, you know, engage with each other, not just people, but also animals, our food, you know, the great outdoors is important to get there. But we will be more mindful and, I believe, more loving, and we will be more careful. We will be more thoughtful, and we will grow within places within ourselves that we can build better lives, lives that are full of more peace, lives that are full of more joy, You know, it's great to be alive. It's great to be alive. Now, I don't remember dying before. I've come close. But I don't remember dying before, so I don't know what that feels like. But I do know what living feels like. And it feels great to me. I mean, when I consider the alternative, I don't want to consider it because it's not something that I've experienced that I can remember experiencing, okay? But it's a wonderful thing to be alive. And sex is a beautiful and wonderful part of being alive. More importantly, making love, not sexual activity, but sexual experience, is a wonderful part of being alive. But that's just one part. There is a such thing as handshaking and hugs and kisses on several different levels. The kiss on the cheek, the peck on the lips, the kiss on the forehead, the long exchange of the kiss on the lips, the exchange of tongue during that kiss, the embrace, you know, cuddling, touching, spooning, whatever you call it. All of these things can be very exhilarating, can be very exhilarating points of human connection, intimacy, love, growth, expression, all of those things, right? However, it is very, very important, extremely important that we are considerate of ourselves, considerate of those we are connecting to when these things happen. Now, going back to the Eastern philosophy of touch leaving trace, I personally think any kind of human interaction leaves a trace because there are things you can't unsee. For instance, if you're driving down the street and someone gets into a road rage incident with you, that leaves a trace on you, right? Because you've exchanged either that person, you know, depending on how you engage with that person, their level of emotional exchange with you will leave a trace, okay? Now, how well and how quickly you get over it will depend on, will define how much of a trace is left. And it will define how much of a tie, soul tie, you establish with that person. Because the soul in its of itself is not disconnected from every part of energy in this earth. So anytime you have an exchange with a person, it's better to be mindful of what kind of and how much emotion you want to exchange with them. Because emotion is not just a mental thing. Our emotions are actually a physical response to what our minds think, right? And however deeply ingrained our minds connect with an event, a person, an experience, you know, whether it be hurt, whether it be happy, it leaves a physical trace in the body. Because the brain, first of all, records it. And the neural pathways are linked to whatever we experienced in our, wherever we have experienced that in our bodies. So certain parts of the body hold on to or filter out energy associated with emotions. I hope you guys are hanging in here with me. I know I'm going a bit deep tonight, it's probably, like I said, some stuff you have not heard in church or wherever you heard about soul ties, but this is the point of the show, and that's to take us deeper. The idea is that we become not just fluid, but that we become more divine. And our divinity is wrapped up in how we allow energy to flow to us, through us, and from us. Because our souls tie with other individuals in the most minute ways. So yes, the bigger the, you know, event, the deeper the trace, and the tighter the tie, right? So I was saying that parts of the body hold on to or filter out certain emotional things, like I believe it's the liver that holds on to anger, right? And the kidneys hold on to what, sadness, and the gut holds on to anxiety, you know, those kinds of things. Like, your body physically responds to what you feel. And so when you are a person who holds grudges, a person who can't forgive, a person who seeks out anger, a person who says, I can't control my anger, a person who embraces sadness like a warm blanket, you know, that you can't let go of, you know, we get into states of depression, fear even. All of these things can be some residuals from the traces from our family line, traces from experiences we've had as children, traces from sexual partners. So it's important that we learn to filter as we're experiencing emotions. I would never tell anybody to stifle your emotions, to ignore them. No. You recognize them for what they are. This is a response to what I'm thinking and how I'm processing the information that is presented to me. It's also an opportunity for me to see who I am, where I need to grow, what I'm made of, where I want to go, how I want to be in the earth. So we give ourselves room to grow when we give ourselves permission to let go. And for those who would say that you have to go through these major rituals to break soul ties, this is not so. You don't have to put yourself through an entire rigmarole and, you know, go through, you got to burn 99 candles and roll around on the floor in a star and, you know, all these things. They're not necessary. Because all healing comes from within. It does not come from without. Now, there are things that are given to us to facilitate our healing. But healing starts with a decision. And healing starts with a formulation of healing processes, deciding to work together. Okay, so when we consider the body, when it goes through a healing process, let's say you cut your hand, right? You cut your hand. Then you don't have to do a whole lot for it to heal, right? You may have to, depending on how bad it is, you may have to suture it, wash it, clean it, cover it up with a Band-Aid. But the healing itself will come from inside your hand. It will not come from the Band-Aid. It will not come from the sutures. These things aided in healing properly and better with less scar tissue and all these things, we hope, without infection. But the healing process will come from inside the hand, and it will work its way out, okay? So when we are considering the touch, when we're considering our senses, period, sight, we can't unsee a thing, right? When we hear something, if we hear it clearly, we can't unhear it, right? When we say something, when we speak something, we can't take it back. When we taste something, we typically know, we'll always remember how it tastes, right? And when we touch something, we can distinguish what we're feeling while we're touching it most of the time. At least we know adjectives. This is hot, this is cold, this is squishy, this is, you know, rigid, this is coarse, you know. So you can describe things with your hands. You can see them, basically, get a vision, okay? And so with the thought of using your senses and having a sensual life, a life of connection, a life of being, a life of openness, then you would have to consider that all parts of you need to be willing to accept energy and let it go deep only if it's something that's bringing healing, can heal others, is bringing health, happiness, wholeness, positively, grace, beauty, love. Those are the things that you want to allow to come in and dwell. The other things will kill you. The other things will lower your quality of life. The other things will make you a nightmare to live with. If you're a person who likes to be a nightmare to live with, I don't know. That's your thing. Okay. But it lowers your quality of life if you are that person. If you're a person who has road rage, why are you that way? And are you the kind of person who, when you're on your way from wherever you're going to wherever you're going, and you have all this road rage in between, where you're going, are the people that you're going to when you get there, are they happy to see you? Otherwise, why are you in such a rush to go be with people who you make miserable? Right? Because you're leaving traces on their soul, the same way traces have been left on your soul to make you a mean, road ragey person. Right? Soul ties are a lingering. They are a connection. They are a bond. So you can create those. As I stated, they start from birth, but you can create those in a positive or negative way as you go through life. And when it comes to sex, which is one of the most intimate and deepest ways to tighten a soul tie, yes, you do really want to be careful. But I will tell you to be just as careful with your kisses. I'm going to pause on that. Let me take a sip and I'm going to let you marinate. Be just as careful with your kisses, because with kisses, there is an exchange of breath. It is an exchange of the life force, which is breath. Now, me as a mindfulness and meditation coach, I am certified. I have come to appreciate the breath even more now, The kiss I have always found very sacred from a young girl, from a child. You know, when I would see people kissing, you know, it wasn't, I was repulsed by it. I was thinking, well, dog, that's deep. They really like, that's deep. I didn't know why I thought it was deep. I just did. And so the kiss has always been very sacred to me, even more so than sex. Now, you can call that a weirdism. I know other people who think that way, the way that I think. But for some people, it's weird. For them, sex is the deepest. And it's all going to be, you know, a thought process. But because you are exchanging breath, then you are exchanging the nuance and vibrational energy of life itself. So it is very, very, very intimate and a way to establish a deep soul tie, which is why you can go on 5 dates with someone and kiss them and you feel utterly breathless and in love. And even at the thought of them, you get breathless and you've never had sex with them, right? So it's a definitely a deep connection. When it comes to sex, the idea is that not only is sex for our sensual pleasure, it is for our vibrational uprising, but it's also for procreation. Now, anytime there is a catalyst for creation, there is a power that goes with that. Now, with the breath, you can create peace. You can sync yourself with the vibrations of the world. You can sync yourself with your partner. You can sync yourself with the spirit within. With the breath, there is a way to really experience that procreation, because, well, not procreation, but that element of creation, because it is the life force. But it is also the same way with sex. There is a power to it because the element of creation is associated with it. Now, when it comes to men, the element of creation comes from without their body, outside of their body, meaning their scrotum, right? So for them, this is a different connection to their heart, how it goes. So it comes from outside of the body, the scrotum, which is attached to their body, but we understand that the scrotum is dropped outside of the body. And so when you have this dynamic, most of what they experience sexually comes from outside, which is why they're more visual creatures. Most of them can get off on porn more than women do. You know, they're just, it's all about the visual. You know, if there's like bodies and shapes and, you know, all of these things, it's what's without that's really the turn on, you know? And so it goes from their parts down there straight up usually to the brain, right? It goes straight to the brain. And the vibration is typically brain genitals, genital brains, brain genital brain. The frequency is up and down, you know, between those two parts for the most part, right? So they can typically have sex easier with a woman without making a true connection. This is why it's also typically way easier for them to cheat, even if they are in love, because sex for them is more of an experience that's outside of them, right? When it comes to women, however, in order to balance the scale, we notice that our elements of creation are inside. And therefore, we go from our vajayjays to our heart, to our minds. We pretty much have a line that runs through straight from the vajayjay to the heart to the mind, back down to the heart, back down, back up, back down, you know? So it's three parts with us. And it's more of an inside job, right? Because we're feeling sex, right? It's not so much, you know, what we see around us. And we are usually way more forgiving of a man's physical body, what he looks like, than men are with women. Because it's more about what we're feeling inside. And so it's not that the soul tie is going to be deeper or stronger in the long run. In the short term, it's going to be way more intense. But this is why you have to be very, very thoughtful when it comes to engaging in sexual activity, right? When it comes to the kiss, when it comes to sex. Sure, traces are left with every human interaction. Deciding how those traces are left is up to you by how you give and how you respond in every exchange. So these things become a part of you, and they cannot escape being etched into the brain in some kind of way. But you can decide if they go into file 13, which is the trash bin, right? They're not specifically being thrown away, but they're not really a thing. They're not a big deal. And they can go into different files of importance in your life. But you want to filter out emotion as much as possible. Oh, okay. Thank you, Eugene. I'm sorry. I was reading Eugene's comment that he says he finds that to be a true description of male and female. Okay. So it's important that, you know, you learn to filter as you're making these connections, that you learn to filter and give yourself true ways of being in sexual experiences, because you are going deeper, and some things are harder to filter than others. So when you have sex with someone who you know cares about you, right? You know this person cares about you, then it's going to leave a positive trace. And it's going to be something that you don't have to filter out. It's something that you can hold on to create a more beautiful life experience. But if it's someone that you know doesn't care about you, or someone that has not shown that they have a true connection with you, then you're going to take with you an experience, something with you inside you that does not leave a trace of goodness. So if you don't hurriedly filter that out, then it will become a part of you in a way that gives you a more degraded life experience. Sex can be a very, very powerful tool in living a powerful life, especially if we understand that how we engage and with whom we engage is very precious, in the sense that because they are leaving a trace, if they have, let's say they have some very wonderful qualities about themselves, right? They're hardworking, they're talented, you know, they're thoughtful. You know, you can take those parts of them and the parts of them that aren't so great, hey, let's filter those out, you know, and harness the energy of goodness for your own life enhancement, for your own beautiful life. Now, I know some of you are asking, how do I filter? How do I get rid? How do I push out the negative, the bad, the things that I would love to say good riddance to? Well, obviously, what I'm talking about, you would have to start with protecting yourself by not being so easily persuaded, you know, sexually. You have to have a sense of self, a sense of self-worth, a sense of the fact that your sex is sacred, it's beautiful, and it's something that you want to share in you know, a good experience. It doesn't have to be love. You know, I'm not saying that you have to be in love with the person, but you do want it to be a good experience. You want to have good intentions with the person that you're having sex with. If you enter into a sexual connection and you do not have a good intentions for the person, that is a karmic wheel you do not want to get on. And so a lot of times we tell women that sex ties affects them more than men, but no, it is equal, because soul ties, I mean, affect women more in the sense that their mind, heart, and body are, you know, more deeply affected. However, if you are a man, because you can experience sex without so much of that connection, your intentions really have to be good, because if you enter into a sexual experience with a woman who you know that you have no intention of, you know, nurturing her heart, which is connected to her sexually, you know, nurturing her emotions, being kind and respectful to her thoughts, needs, and feelings, then you will reap the karmic benefits of that. And when I say benefits, I don't mean good ones, consequences, I should say. You will reap the karmic consequences of that. So a lot of men think that because, you know, they can get sex from a woman and they can do this, that because they may not get a venereal disease, or, you know, because she may not be crazy and going off and trying to get with him and stuff like that, that it's not affecting him. But this is the reason that a lot of men are broke, that they can't find a woman who will do right by them. Their children don't want anything to do with them. You know, they can't hold down a decent job. You know, they can't really connect with people. You know, they find themselves being sex addicts, which means they can't have a real relationship. All kinds of things that come to them. You know, their daughters are being abused because of their karmic energy. You know, so many things that you don't recognize that are happening as a result of the fact that you did not nurture the heart of many of the women that you have been with. And so you need to work on forgiveness for the ones that you can seek forgiveness from. You should. But for the ones that you cannot, you need to send out a boatload of forgiving energy. You need to really, really just flush forgiveness into the atmosphere from a place of sincerity, not from a place of, uh-oh, if I don't do this, I'm going to have bad luck. No, you do it because you've sat down and you've understood from this program that a woman's heart is very tender in that area. And it's something that will she may carry with her for the rest of her life that lowers her quality of life. And if you care anything about people, if you care anything about yourself, if you care anything about the people in your world, then you should care at least enough about the women that you've had sex with to send out healing and positive and forgiving energy to them so that they can either continue on or start on their healing journey. If a woman reaches out to you and tell you that she has hurt you and you do nothing, you don't give a sincere apology, you don't do anything, you just ignore her, then she has done her part. She has reached out to let you know. But if you have not done anything, knowing that you have access to her to give her that apology or that closure that she needs, then that is left hanging on you. Now, if it's years ago and you don't know how to get in touch with her, you know, again, just go ahead and send out that energy, that good, positive, forgiving, you know, energy, okay? And continue to work on, you know, better intentions. Like, being honest with women up front is a good thing. You don't have to lie to get sex. If a woman wants to have you, she will have you. You don't have to lie for that to happen. And so you're establishing good principles in the sexual arena, and that will help you have a more powerful life on your own, okay? And so your soul does not have to be tied to a woman that has some sort of bitter trace to you in that way. You see what I'm saying? You can begin to break those ties of bitterness because her soul is tied to you either way, but you want to break the ties of bitterness and you want to send out that healing energy. Now, here's another thing. You have to forgive yourself. This is not for me to beat up on you to say you're a bad guy. Hey, you're probably just being a guy. You probably, you know, have not ever heard in any of this stuff. So you're just doing what you think is right, or you're doing what you've been taught, or you're doing, you know, you're just going by the seat of your pants or whatever. So the idea is to forgive yourself, right? It's not that your intentions were evil. They just weren't good. You're only thinking about yourself at the time, right? So you have to forgive yourself as well. And start to send yourself loving and positive energy, okay? And say that if you are, a lot of guys say they're good guys, really be that. Really be a good guy, okay? And you have to kind of start to filter all the negativity through your breath, through your thoughts, through how you live, your intentions, and your deeds from this moment forward. Now, if you are a woman, I encourage the same thing. Some of us have dogged some guys in our day, right? But we've also been dogged and have not let it go, all right? So we've got to send out please forgive me energy to the guys that you can't ask directly, and to the guys that you can, just say you're sorry, just move on. Now, I would encourage you, if you know it's somebody that's been stalking you or is crazy or they're not mature enough to know that I'm reaching out to you just to say I'm sorry, not to get back with you, you don't have to send these apologies, you know, in person or directly, you know, phone, text, whatever, email. You don't have to do that because you don't want to open up a can of worms to a nut job, all right? For, you know, whatever, I'm not going to apologize for saying that, but You, if it's a person who you know is grounded and a peaceful person, then you definitely want to send that person a real apology, right? Because if it's a person who is grounded and a peaceful person, there is an element to them that you need reciprocated to you through their energy that will help you going forward. Okay, so these soul ties can begin to be broken down, women, for the guys that you have hurt through you sending them out forgiving energy, but also through you cleansing that three-part connection within yourself. So you cleanse your mind through breathing, through thought, through good intentions, through positivity. You cleanse your heart to let go of bitterness, to forgive yourself, to just wash, you know, purity into your heart, cleanliness, to pull out darkness. And you actually can take a cleansing bath where you sit in water with some sort of salt, flowers, you know, essential oils to heal the energy of your vajayjay, yoni, whatever you call it, so that you can filter the three parts of yourself from the inside out, okay? If you can't take a bath, you can, you know, just do it in the shower or whatever. Just wash away the negativity, wash away the energy that is not pure and clean, you know, because you take these things inside your physical body. So your physical body is going to be more deeply affected, and a cleansing bath is a very, very good way to purify your body of, you know, this energy and these things, all right? So soul ties are real. They are true. They do have levels to them. And they are, Jaleesa says, hey, yes, honesty goes a long way with intimacy. So true, Jaleesa, a long way. You know, I think that a lot of people don't understand that if you're honest with yourself about who you are, obviously you have to know who you are. You have to seek that person out and, you know, embrace that person. There are parts of you that are not good. So you really need to know that part of you so that you can either accept you for who you are in that arena and keep that away from people, or you can, you know, turn it around for your good, right? But if you know who you are and you're honest about who you are with yourself, then it makes it much easier to be honest with other people. And honesty goes a long way, especially when you're dealing with mature people. Because if you are a man, a lot of men, I don't get that. They need to be honest with themselves about not being ready for monogamy. And if you are not ready for monogamy, be honest about that. And not just one time, but continue to keep that dialogue going. Because if you are connecting with that woman sexually, she's going to form a bond with you. It's not for you to have an excuse to say when she does, oh, well, I told you I wasn't ready for nothing. No. Is for you to nurture her heart, to continue to check in with her and say to her, I'm not ready. I'm likely never going to get ready, because if you're sleeping with her and time goes by and you still haven't had some epiphany that this woman is great and I want to be with her after about 3-6 months, then you and I both know you don't want her that way. So keep checking in with her and help her to let go. Don't be selfish because you have easy access to her body. Help her to understand that you are not there and you may never get there. Give her the opportunity to choose every time, right? So that when it does end, you don't have that karmic energy going with you and she can leave without bitterness. Sure, is her heart going to break? Her heart's going to break. Her heart's going to break. It is. Don't fool yourself like, oh, we just kicking it and, you know, when we cut it off. No, because your souls are tied and they're intertwined very deeply now because you've had a sexual experience, and especially if it continues and it's more than once, more than twice, you know. So the bond, the soul tie is much stronger and deeper. All right. So I am at the end of my hour. I hope that you guys have really been, you know, intrigued, you know, informed, everything that I have given you something for your intimate and intellectual arousal. I hope that it has helped, and I hope that you will be free and happy, and that your soul will be blessed. It will be lifted in your mind, body, spirit connection, your heart. Everything will begin to heal and be powerful, that your life will be powerful, and that you will be more intimate with yourself, your world, and the lover you most desire. I tell you, this hour has gone by really, really fast, but I thank you all for tuning in. Go to my website, sunshinelavere.com. I'm also available for readings. I do readings, past, present, future readings. So you can DM me, or you can contact me on my website, sunshinelavere.com, so that we can schedule your video, confidential video reading. I've been able to do this since I was 4. I've done it before, but it's not something that I was comfortable with. But I really feel like now is the time for me to use that gift, because we are in a state in the world that people need to have that peace of mind, okay? So contact me for that. And also, I'm a life coach, mindfulness and meditation coach. Hey, I'm here for you. I'm here for you. And I want you to have your own blessed experiences and a powerful life through true intimacy and connection, okay? All right, so this has been the Sunshine Experience. I am your host, Sunshine LaVere. Until next time, I am sunshine, I am love, I am air. Catch me if you can.